Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Ravine, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. So yeah, the past 1 week and more has just been quite stressful for me because I'm just trying to finish up my dissertation, and the dissertation submission day is just in a few more days. So hopefully everything will go well by the time, and then I'll be graduating by then. One year is just so short. Currently it seems short, but throughout the year it doesn't seem that short, of course. Let's just go straight into our topic today, which is, as you have seen, is it good to actually get ahead of yourself? So when I talk about getting ahead of ourselves, what I mean is you're trying to do something early or earlier before you're actually ready or prepared, like fully prepared. And so you try to do something before you are fully prepared. So it kind of reminds me of some stuff that I did in the past. So I remember that was when I was 10 years old. So there was a storytelling competition that I signed up to. So it doesn't seem very surprising or what, but by that time, I was actually a very introverted person. And even my teachers, they described me as having only 5 friends. And during the Parents Teachers Day, they actually told my mom that, I should socialize more and talk to people. So you can imagine how introverted I was by that time. I was just that quiet girl in the class that always sit at her own place, never really walk around, and just doing her stuff, listening to teachers, doing homework and stuff like this. I was that kind of girl that time. But then during that year itself, I don't know what happened, that I thought of, I wanted to try something new. And of course, that time, you tend to compare yourself to your peers as well. I think I was wondering, why some people just get so popular and get to socialize so easy to people. And whenever when it comes to competition and stuff like this, teachers usually just pick that few person again and again for different competition. Of course, they are good at it. That's why it explained why teachers chose them. But that time I thought of why can't I do it? And so I remember there was this one day that my teacher, she announced that there will be an upcoming storytelling competition. And then I went to her myself and told her that I'm interested and asked her if I can join. So my teacher was actually very supportive. I think she was one of the teachers that really remembers me well, and I guess she's proud of me as well. And so she actually agreed and told me to pick a story, and we will practice that together. So then I started memorizing the telling script and practice in front of her. And I remember that time I do have some supportive friends as well that, after school, last time I went to those daycare center, and my friend actually were there trying to be my audience, listening to me and also cross-checking the script for me to see if I memorize it correctly and stuff like this, and giving me some suggestions and recommendations. I was truly thankful for that. And so I tried to do whatever that I can that time. And then there's this one day that she started asking me to practice in front of the whole class. Imagine that, me, that kind of girl that I described just now. So someone that rarely speak to others in the class, not to say in front of the whole class now. So, that time I don't have any other choices. I have to do it because, of course, I've signed up to this storytelling competition. I wanted to do my best. And so I forced myself doing it, even if I know I'm not ready. And I can still remember how the class looked like until today. I mean, from my perspective, standing in front of the class, And so that's during that. And what's even worse that time is that when we draw the order for the candidates going up to the stage and perform themselves on the competition day, I actually draw the number one. I mean, I'm the first one that is supposed to go up. You know, it's my first time doing it, and I never done this kind of stuff before, like never. So it was kind of scary for me, but that time I don't really have any choices. Yeah, I have to do it. I remember I was so nervous, but still, I managed to get through it. And yeah, I remember one of my teachers was the judges that time. I just tried to focus on her because I was just so scared. Yeah, but still, that was a very good experience for me. Like, I did force myself in trying new things out. Yeah. So for me, getting myself signing up to that competition itself is getting ahead of myself. And of course, like people said, it's impossible that you will be fully ready and prepared to do something, which is really true. Yeah, there are things that we know that we still, of course, after I sign up to that competition, I know that there's still time until the competition itself, right? So there's still a bit of time for me to prepare. And so of course, during this kind of moments, just do as much as possible so that you prepare as much as you can. Yeah, but the signing up action itself is getting ahead of myself. Yeah, and it explains, like, when opportunity comes, you have to grab it before it's too late. Yeah, opportunities don't wait. If it comes, you just have to grab it no matter what. Yeah, you solve the other problems later, afterwards. Yeah. And so but there's actually another side of it. Like, sometimes slowing down might probably be the only way that for you to gain clarity and also experience the fullness of life. Yeah. So some people, they tend to get excited in, you know, getting ahead of themselves, and they have that need to keep chasing after something big constantly. And then they miss the beauty of the present because, you know, you're constantly chasing after something in the future because it's something big that hasn't happened yet. And so you don't really put in time in looking into the beauty of the present. Yeah. And sometimes this could lead someone in feeling anxious because you're not living in the present enough, and you're constantly worrying about something that is yet to happen, which is often out of your control. And I mean, during the current moment, it's out of your control because it's something in the future, right? Yeah. And for some people, it even made them feel that they are never enough. Yeah. Obviously, when we are not fully prepared or ready, there are possibilities of failing. And when a person fails a few times, and as they are trying to get ahead of themselves, it might make them felt very bad, and this idea of them failing might stick with them, making them feel like a failure. But is it really the case? Maybe not, because you're just getting ahead of yourself. And this will often lead to someone feeling they are burnout because you're constantly chasing after something. You have the obsession of accomplishing more and more, and also faster and faster. But it's important for us to remember that all good things take time. Yeah, it is good that we want to achieve more and keep doing something new and good. Yeah, but at the same time, we should be realistic as well. Yeah. So the point that I wanted to make today is actually, well, it is fine for us to chase after goals that you wanted to achieve, but when you're trying to do that, try to focus on the next step instead of feeling anxious over things that are yet to come, because they are usually out of our control. Yeah. Take a step at a time, when even if you're trying to get ahead of yourself, like, you know, that's like A to Z that you have to accomplish in order to get ahead of yourself. But when you're doing, let's say A or B, you fully focus that time. Yeah, take a step at a time. Sorry, I just suddenly couldn't speak. Yeah. So that although you're trying to achieve something that's trying to get ahead of yourself, but at the same time, you're trying to focus in that moment when you're trying to do that thing itself. Yeah. It might probably make you feel better. Yeah. And the sense of satisfaction probably will be stronger as well when you get to achieve that. And you probably enjoy the process a lot more. because, you know, sometimes when we are not focusing that much, there's this kind of like worries keep wandering in the back of your mind. Yeah. And so, but I have to say that if you happen to have the opportunity to do something, even if you think you are not fully prepared yet, just try going for it, because opportunities don't wait. You just try going for it. But at the same time, be realistic, like telling yourself it's fine to fail if it's your first time. Yeah, because obviously you're not prepared yet, right? But it will be a good opportunity for you to try different things out and learn along the way. Yeah. So if you do fail, don't overly criticize yourself. Be realistic. Yeah. But anyway, just give it a try when opportunities come. You will never know how life surprises you sometimes. Yeah. Which I find it amazing. So if we go back to the question itself, like is it good to get ahead of yourself? I'll say probably yes, but at the same time, you have to be aware of what you sign up to, and of course be realistic when you're trying to do something. Yeah. So I guess that's it for this topic today, and thank you everyone for listening. If you do have any opinions or different ideas that you'd like to share with us, feel free to comment down below or send us a DMs. Yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkdots.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkdotspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.